Chapter 7. Silver Strategy. As I slowly began packing up my things, I thought to myself, so what caught that old man's attention was all the mana I was radiating. I was being a lot more obvious than I had realized. I hadn't considered what it might look like to someone who could also sense that energy. I hear what he's saying. Obviously, I need to go back and work on my foundation. But if that's all I do, what's the point? I want to have at least something to show for my efforts. It's not like a little practice is going to hurt anything, right? Still, he's right about one thing. I don't need to attract any more attention. This time it worked out, but what about next time? At the very least, I should stop using charm magic directly on people passing by. It would be more noticeable to other cultivators, and it could potentially cause offense to them. Since I don't know how common other cultivators even are in this world, I need to stay low-key. Instead of using such an overt output of energy in public, practically broadcasting that I'm a weak newbie cultivator who can be picked on, what if I bought some more expensive pre-made trinkets, jewelry, maybe, and focused on imbuing them with mana to make them more inherently desirable? After all, I've read plenty of stories about spell arrays, formations, glyphs, and talismans. I should be able to do something like that with enough practice, right? That way I can use mana in the privacy of my own apartment to avoid attracting any attention, getting some practice in while staying inconspicuous. But there's no way I'm coming back to this flea market. If there's one cultivator here, there might be two. So on the off chance there's something about this place that tends to attract them, I need to stay well away from it. I guess I'll try a discreet stall outside of the shopping center after all. I could use a small folding stool and just have a couple of trinkets on display. If security does get called eventually, I'll just move on to the next store. It's not like I haven't seen similar things outside those stores before. I'm sure it would take at least 20 or 30 minutes before they start hounding me to leave, right? I'm going to have to grow a thicker skin and just put up with it. Maybe I can wear one of those flu masks and really cover up my appearance as much as possible. Eventually, I packed everything back into my truck and got back on the road. Speaking of trinkets, maybe I'll stop off at Walmart and check out their jewelry department. They should have plenty of cheap silver rings with some glass stones and the like. If I can get them for under 20 bucks and sell them for 60, that means just 5 rings a day will keep the bills away. So if I can sell at least 25 a week, I can afford to put in for some leave at work, which will give me a lot more time to cultivate. Besides, after finally having something exciting in my life to work towards, the idea of spending 40 precious hours a week sitting and pretending to look busy, while only having 5 hours of actual work to do, sounds like actual torture. It's a fate all of my fellow office workers are well aware of. Well, except for the unlucky few of them actually keeping the company afloat with hard work. Too bad all that hard work doesn't reflect in their paycheck. Been there, done that. No thanks. As I pulled into the parking lot, I checked the time, about 12:45 p.m., and Walmart was certainly busy today. I guess it is Sunday, after all, but whatever. I think the jewelry department has its own register, right? Hopefully, they're not too busy. After managing to find a lone parking spot nearly on the opposite side of the lot, I popped in my earbuds and strolled towards the entrance, lost in my own thoughts, half on autopilot as I made my way into the store. Barely paying attention to where I was going, I suddenly found myself standing in front of the jewelry counter, and to my surprise, it was completely dead. I guess no one really shops for jewelry at Walmart, huh? I muttered under my breath, letting out a small sigh of relief. Luckily, the jewelry was just as cheap as I'd imagined. Silver isn't too expensive after all, and it's not like these baubles weigh much. The first thing that caught my eye was actually just a plain silver band. No adornments, just a simple, unassuming loop of silver. But for some reason, it really called to me. If I'm practicing using my magic to enchant, yeah, let's call it that. These rings, I can't help but think of the storage rings in those novels. While I'm sure that's way above my weight class at the moment, maybe I could inscribe something useful on it eventually. Who knows when inspiration might strike. Hell, maybe wearing it while I cultivate will help form some sort of bond with it or prepare it to be inscribed. Sure, I'm just talking out of my ass at this point. but it was only $17, so I grabbed it. After that, I picked up a few more rings, necklaces, and bracelets, 26 pieces in total, including the plain silver band I was already wearing, coming to a grand total of $468. I handed over the $337 in cash I'd made earlier and cringed as I swiped my card to cover the remaining $131 balance for this junk. But you can't make money without spending money. I'll just think of this as an investment. After all, this gives me 25 pieces to sell. If I can flip them for at least $60 each, that's a decent margin, meaning I'll clear a cool $1,000. That'll more than cover my expenses for the week and make up for missing work. I'm definitely calling in on Monday with some bullshit excuse to take the week off. It's not like I've taken any time off recently, and with how little work I actually do, I doubt anyone will even notice I'm gone. Plus, this job isn't exactly high-paying, so even if they do notice and I end up needing to find something else, it shouldn't be too hard to replace. I've got enough savings to stay afloat for a few months, even if I don't make anything right away. Still, I need to focus on making this plan work before I start dreaming too big. Sure, if I get good at it, I could start charging $100 a piece and cut my workload in half. But for now, I'll take it one step at a time. Eventually, I tossed the Walmart bag into the passenger seat and started the drive home. The silver band on my finger kept catching my eye. Who am I kidding? It's just a plain ring. I smirked to myself, already imagining it becoming something way cooler than it had any right to be. But hey, dreaming big is half the fun. I zoned out for most of the drive, replaying that weird conversation with the old man in my head. His words bugged me, but they also made too much sense to ignore. I needed a stronger foundation before I got ahead of myself. Otherwise, I'd end up burning out. Still, that didn't mean I had to stop everything. I wasn't about to sit around meditating 24/7 without at least trying something new. By the time I got home, my apartment greeted me with its usual blend of cozy and claustrophobic. I kicked off my shoes and dropped the bag on the counter with a metallic clink. All that shiny silver staring back at me, I had to resist the urge to dive right into trying to work my magic on it. But no, I knew better. First things first, foundation work. The old man had drilled that into me. So I headed to my little meditation corner, aka the only clean part of my place, and settled in for another round of trying not to screw up my energy flow. Sitting there, I started to focus inward, guiding the mana through my body like I'd been practicing. Torso and head? Doing all right. Limbs? Not so much. Still, there was progress. After who knows how long, I'd managed to chip away at some of those blockages in my arms and legs, maybe 25% closer to what the old man would consider decent. Not too shabby, right? At least I was getting better at controlling the flow. Eventually, I got up, stretched out the soreness, and looked over at that bag of jewelry. Tomorrow, I'd start messing around with the trinkets, maybe see if I could actually imbue them with something useful. I had this idea of running mana through them like they were an extension of me, sort of refining them as I went. Maybe I'd even figure out how to store mana in them for a little while. But that was a challenge for future me. I still had a lot to figure out. No point in burning out early by rushing things. One step at a time, like the old man said. For now, though, I needed sleep. Tomorrow, the real experimentation would begin.